What's up, you guys?
Hello, everyone.
We have tried this intro a few different times, but we had some abnormal technical difficulties.
That's okay.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
We're here.
We're here.
I don't know if you can hear the birds chirping. Because we're outside, if you aren't watching on YouTube. We outside!
We outside today!
Yeah.
And it's really good for the soul. I
love the sun.
I know.
I'm basking in it right now. I don't even care that I probably am ghostly.
I'm in the shadows, but I have light hair and light eyes, so it would be really bad if I was in the sun.
You know what's crazy? Hmm. I have super dark eyes, but my eyes are probably one of the most sensitive eyes in the world.
Really?
Yeah.
See, if I wouldn't even be able to open if I was sitting there, I'd be like...
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's very bright, but oddly enough, it's doable. When I'm driving, I can't.
Yeah, I feel
the
same
way. Or even
way.
If it's just like completely, you know how sometimes the sky is white because it's so hazy with the clouds?
Uh-huh.
I have to have my visor down
and
wear my sunglasses.
I agree.
And I'm like, hello, brown eyes. Help me out.
Maybe you're supposed to be a blue-eyed girl.
I hope so. Or green eyes. My dad has green eyes.
Yeah.
That'd be nice. I got them brown eyes.
I like brown eyes, though.
So do I. I mean, they're not bad.
They're beautiful.
Learning to embrace them.
Exactly. As you should. As you should.
Thanks.
So last week, we took Are You Good on the Road.
Yeah, and we went to the farm.
We went to the farmer's market. The farm. A 720 market. It was so much fun.
The flea market.
Yeah, the flea market. And there was so much more that I wish we could have filmed there, but it was just chaotic because it was like Jeep Fest and... But it was really fun to, like, get out and do things on the road. And I felt like it was really entertaining. And maybe I'm just biased because we made it. But we got some really good feedback. And
I liked the video we filmed.
Yeah, I think we want to try to incorporate more of that. Mm-hmm. So bummer to just the audio podcast listeners because you can't really see.
Just come to our YouTube channel.
Areyougood.podcast.
So if you missed it, which you probably did because you probably didn't hear anything, we didn't say anything.
Yeah, we didn't say.
If we go dark one week, it's probably because we're posting a YouTube video.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We're on the road.
Yeah. Just always stay in the know.
Exactly. And maybe once if we update our equipment to like the road podcast mic on the go, maybe we could add just the audio.
Yeah.
But that wouldn't
be any fun.
Yeah. But we're not there yet. So we'll cross that bridge.
When we get there.
Yeah, right now we're just going dark on you guys. So
yeah, sorry.
Apologies. This week I guess we're gonna hard transition and we were talking about what we wanted to film and Sydney is in her TikTok era right now.
I'm always in my TikTok era, but like heavy right now.
Heavy.
And follow my TikTok. Sorry.
At Sid Gray.
Follow our TikTok too. Are You Good? Are You Podcast. Good?
Yeah. And I don't even know what mine is. Oh, it's Titney Croissant.
It's not Whitney. It's Titney, everyone.
I might have changed it though, but it was Titney for a really long time.
Just go on the Are You Good Podcast and we just follow each other.
Yeah.
So just follow us there and then follow our personal accounts.
But she posted this TikTok, and I said, you know what? I think that's a really good, good thought and a topic, and that would be something that, you know, we could both talk about and shed light, because there's many different, situations in our lives that, you know, apply to it. And I thought, well, let's dive in.
Mm-hmm.
So let me pull it up because
my phone's on 7% or I would. We don't ever really prepare that much.
Like, yeah.
I'm not charging my phone before this.
Exactly. So she shared, and I'm just going to read it because I thought it was really, really good.
Oh, wow.
Kudos.
It was late at night. Wow. Late night thoughts.
Yeah. So the title was, I Cut Out What Was Rotten and Life Flourished. The feeling of reaching for the light at the end of the tunnel is something I hope everyone gets to experience in life. Let this post be proof that life gets better even when you're thinking everything is ruined. There's never time wasted, and what's meant for you will find you just at the right time. I hope life brings you nothing but beautiful friendships, and I hope you get everything you want. And I kind of wanted to tie that in with like how like when you talk about like the role of forgiveness and healing from loss and how that kind of like cuts off that bitterness that, you know, is rotten in you, and you can kind of flourish when you let go of some things that maybe you thought were for you, but they're not.
Yeah.
And I guess I'll start because, you know, when in our We're Mad About God episode, you know, we talked about, I talked about like where I thought my life would be and, you know, the things that I wanted so bad, but they just never kind of made it, and they never got to the point where I really thought that they would. Like I spent all of this time like cultivating and planting the seed and watering it and tending to it, and then for it to just be taken right at the root.
Yeah.
And you know, I had for a really, really, really long time, I had really awful feelings for somebody that completely did me wrong. And I just allowed this, it started off minor, like, you know, oh, I can't stand them. I'm not going to be around them. But I, you know, the more that like I sat and I would revisit what happened, and I would try to think about like,
harbor the feeling.
Yeah. What went wrong? And I started harboring all of these horrible, horrible feelings. Mm-hmm. And it got to the point where it literally consumed me and controlled me. And I, you know, they don't care. They're out living their life, doing whatever they wanted.
Real.
And here I am. I can't go anywhere. I am missing out on opportunities that are coming my way because I'm stuck in this bitterness. And, you know, I think so many people get caught up in that. Like, you know, you think that you need closure in order to move on, but sometimes you're the one that has to say, you know what, I'm closing the book and I'm moving on. Mm. And, you know, it's taken me a really, really long time to like get to the point where I don't think about it anymore. And only when like we're talking about things, or if somebody's asked me like, you know, how do you move on from, you know, X, Y, Z, and then I rebring it up, and then I can kind of use it as a tool. But I think people get so caught up in, you know, what could have been, what should have been, what didn't happen. And they allow this bitterness and this hatred to come in. And the only person that's held captive by it is you.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think as, you know, a young adult, you know, there are many things in my life that have fallen short. Mm. And that's always going to continue to happen because we are surrounded by imperfect people in an imperfect world, and you kind of have to learn to navigate with the feelings that come from loss and unforgiveness. And I truly have learned that forgiveness has nothing to do with the other party that has wronged you, but everything to do with yourself and kind of what you need to cut out, like what Sydney said, what's rotten and flourish in your own life. So
that's really good. Yeah. It kind of took me a while. I thought like I was over a lot of stuff that happened to me until like everything kind of got quiet, I guess, because we were just talking about the other day. We were talking about how like you said you felt like for my life right now, it's like the dust has kind of settled. Like now I'm kind of at a spot where like everything really is done and over with. Mm-hmm. And now it's kind of just like left and up to me about what I do with what I've walked through and what I've learned. Mm-hmm. And I finally really feel at peace about a lot of stuff that happened, and like more so about me moving back home, because that was the thing that hit me the hardest, like besides the breakup, besides losing the friends and like graduating and just like flipping the script a whole 180 and like moving back home, like the place I never thought I wanted to ever be again.
Yeah.
Literally. Turns into the place that like I never, like, kind of oddly enough, parents, please don't take this literally, place I don't want to leave. Shut up. God, what are you doing? If you know me, you know, like,
that's insane.
Yeah. Like if you know, that's like kind of not real. It's like an out of body experience, me saying that, not gonna lie. But it really just took kind of like a shift in perspective because mm-hmm. like I would sit, there would be moments where I would sit and I would be angry at God, and it would be like, I would say it was me being angry at God, but a lot of times it was just angry at the people that I was around
yeah.
when I was in college. Like, how dare you not be my friend anymore? How dare you treat me like that? And mm-hmm. it took a lot of like self-reflecting to realize a lot, like whenever I posted like I cut out what's rotten, it wasn't necessarily people. It wasn't yeah. necessarily Alabama. It was just myself. Like, it was myself.
And your feelings about what happened to you.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. it was about just, like, the nasty characteristics that I had, too. Like, the judgmental side of me. Like, now, trust mm-hmm. me, I still fall into that, and I'll judge. Mm-hmm. I'll be the first to judge, but right. that's just my flesh. I mean, like, everybody judges.
Right.
But, like, to get out of that nasty, like, honestly, like, being so nitpicky about things, and I would hear something about Alabama and immediately the that gut-wrenching like feeling of like, ew, I hate it there, like everyone sucks yeah. and it's not like because everyone did suck, it's because like my own perspective towards it, because I was angry, things didn't go my way mm-hmm. and I wanted to stay there, and it took like a harsh reality of like me kind of quote-unquote losing everything to realize like I really have to get out of this, because mm-hmm. me living in this nasty like mindset of poor woe is me, like the victim mentality, isn't going to get me anywhere.
Yeah.
So like I had to cut out that nasty part of like, poor woe is me. I had to move back home with my parents at 23. Like, honestly, it was the best thing that ever happened to me. Mm-hmm. Like, the Lord and everyone around me knew it before I ever did, but it was the best thing that happened because it's gotten me to the place where I'm really starting to know who I am and really starting to figure out what I want to do with my life. Like, if I wouldn't have moved home, I would have never wanted to start doing YouTube mm-hmm. again. And that was like the one thing everyone knew that I loved doing, was filming, editing, and posting videos.
Right.
And it took like cutting out that poor woe was me feeling and the poor like victim mentality. And it was really hard because it was like, get over yourself, kind of.
Yeah.
There's at some point you have to just kind of move on and get over mm-hmm. it. Like, you can't sit there forever.
Yeah.
Like, nobody else cares. Mm-hmm. Like, you're the only one that cares. Get over it. That's basically what I had to tell myself. You were yeah. the only one that feels bad for yourself. Everybody has moved on. It's been months, year. It's been a year, girl. Mm-hmm. Get up and move on. Like, there are more things to do. You're yeah. wasting time sitting here worrying about what other people think of you, what other people back there think of you, how your life could have been. It's over. Mm-hmm. Start here. Here's the time. What are you going to do with it?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, you know, from your situation, you know, me seeing you come to this realization, you know, you kind of get your zest back. Mm-hmm. And like I've said this multiple times, like, you know, as she's been home and like time has kind of healed, I just see life again, like in your eyes, and that's no like that's no like shade or disrespect to anybody, but it's just kind of like when there's bitterness and something dark in you, how it starts to grow and you kind of get like overshadowed by you know your feelings and your situation. And it just, it's crazy how it just kind of takes life and just sucks it right out of you.
Well, when you're in a place where you know you're not supposed to be, or like you're just not supposed to be, maybe you don't even know, and there's mm-hmm. like constant inner turmoil, mm-hmm. like, of course you're not going to be happy. Of course you're going to like literally be miserable, and you can tell. Like it wears on you physically yeah. eventually. And yeah. it did for me, and I think everyone knew that. I was so... like this, okay, I don't want to say so thin and so skinny, but recently I've gained like 12 pounds since like the beginning of this year. And that's kind of when I realized I actually was healing.
Yeah.
Because like my body was actually healing and like at a healthy spot. Now, do I enjoy gaining weight? I mean, no, because I'm changing physically. Like my pants don't fit. Some of them are my favorite pants. But I mean, like you have to change your perspective. Like I have to get out. The one thing the enemy loves to do is play like, the victim mentality, like, oh, your pants don't fit anymore. Like, you're getting fat, mm-hmm. Sydney. No, I'm actually healing and I'm getting to a healthy spot where I actually was at a healthy weight. And now I just have to maintain it.
Yeah.
Like, life is good. Life mm-hmm. isn't bad because I'm eating.
Yeah.
Because that's something that I used to struggle with. But it took me like seeing that physical change to realize like, oh my gosh, like I actually think like mentally, because I started to change my perspective and rely on the Lord more and kind of more so like, God, how could this happen to me? Mm-hmm. I had to change it to like, what can I do now? Like, what am I supposed to do now?
Yeah.
Like, what can I do every day to make today count, kind of? Mm-hmm. Which is a lot sometimes harder said than done because every day feels kind of mundane. Like, I don't know if you feel like that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, especially if you don't know what you're doing. You're just like, what can I do today mm-hmm. to make life more important or, like, life mean something?
Yeah. And I think, I also think that can be a bad thing too, because mm-hmm. you know, you think that life has to be, every day has to be a great I don't even know how to say it.
Exciting.
Yeah. When sometimes life is just
life
going with emotions.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be like, okay, and kind of last week we had so much fun this Saturday last week, and it's like, okay, what now? Like, what's going to top that? And you really felt that, like, on an emotional level.
Whoa, yeah.
You know, like, it's like, well, what else can I do? But it's okay to, like, not do anything, I mm-hmm. guess is what I'm trying to say. Because I think we get so caught up in, you know, like, not that.
Society kind of makes it, like, you have to have every day this best day.
Yeah, and, like, think of, like, Hollywood. And, like, these people are like, oh, I'm doing this. I'm in this movie. I'm endorsed by this brand. Mm-hmm. My podcast has 2 million subscribers.
Mm-hmm. Real.
You know, I just reached 1 million subscribers on YouTube. And you're chasing milestones. And
after milestones, after milestones.
And sometimes that's just not what life is. Life is a combination of all of those things. And I think we get so caught up in what's next, we forget to kind of enjoy what's right now and what's right in front of us.
Yeah.
And I am so guilty of that, because I'm always either looking to the past and thinking, what coulda, shoulda, woulda. Mm-hmm. Or I'm hoping for what will and what will and what's to come, that I forget what I have right now and the good things that are happening like right now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that also can cause sickness in your body and in your mind when you're so worried about other things that you can't enjoy what's in front of you. And then one day you're like, oh my God,
I missed all this.
Yeah, I missed all of it. Like, where was I? I'm here, but I'm not. And it's just it's crazy that, you know, I'm actually at this place where I can even talk about something like that, because I was so held captive for so long by my own thoughts and my own feelings. And I heard somebody say, like, trauma is not like what's happened to you, but it's how you feel about what's happened to you. And like you said, you get this victim mentality. And I'm not saying that you're not allowed to have that feeling, because what has happened to both of us has literally sucked and hurt on a huge scale. Like,
yeah. Yeah,
and we're not minimizing that.
No, I was saying victim mentality about my own self. Like, girl, I had to get out my own self. Yes, continue.
And sometimes, you know, you're allowed to be hurt. You're allowed to feel
100%.
Every feeling that comes with that. But you can't make a nest in that, and you can't. That can't be your only identity. Oh, I'm the girl who was done wrong.
Yeah.
You know. And then because then you miss out on so much. And like, I really want to talk about the power of, like, forgiveness. And we kind of touched on it earlier, but when you, and I guess I'll just share, like, something that happened to me at a church a really long time ago. Well, not that long ago, but I was in a really, really dark place, and, like, not really wanting to do anything. Like, I had no desire. I got up, I did what I had to do, because that's what you do in order to live. And I went to bed, and I rotted in bed all the time. And I remember going to church, and this woman came up to me, and she was totally filled with the Spirit and totally right on and got in tune with God, because shared something with her that only I knew. And
dang.
When she like said this to me, like the thoughts that I had, I just like instantly started like weeping, like just crazy. And she then like spoke into me and she was like, you know, do you feel, she said, you can feel the tears coming down your face. And she's like, and when it goes over your lips, can you taste the tear and you can feel the salt in your tear? And she's like, salt will heal wounds and it is okay to cry and to let it all out. And she's like, but you know what, you're gonna cry over this situation for the last time and this is gonna be a turning point. And she was right, because I have not cried over the situation that I spent years crying over. And, you know, it's a testament to the goodness of God, because I couldn't do it on my own. I couldn't let go of that. Oh, my gosh. A moth just flew right in front of me. I couldn't let go of that on my own. And I was in bondage or like held captive by my unforgiveness and the way that I felt. And it wasn't until, you know, she had told me, forgive, let it go. And when you do, leave it there and don't pick it back up again, because that's what I did over and over again. I would say, you know what, I'm done feeling this way. And then boom, something like a post would go up or something would happen. Something would remind me of it. And then it's like, boom, there I am right back in my, oh my God,
victim.
You know, yeah. Victim mentality.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's crazy that we get so, I don't know, like
bound.
Yeah. Bound by these things that happen to us and our thoughts, and that we can't just break free. And, but it took me a long time, and I'm not saying that it happens overnight, because it doesn't. Was like,
I mean, sometimes it can, but
yes, and it can. And if that's you,
praise God,
good looking out.
I wish I was you.
But for me, it took me a really, really long time. And I know now why I had to go through that, because there will be something that will come from it. Do I know right now? No. But the situation that I've walked through, you know, not only just this one isolated incident that I'm thinking of, but all of them, like any time that I've ever been let down, hurt, talked about, walked away from, forgotten about, pushed aside, whatever the feelings that I had, all of that will be used one day.
Yeah.
And whether it's through this platform right now or in another, whatever is to come, I kind of just embrace it and I welcome it now. And I know that it's not who I am. It's not my identity, but it's a part of my story. And who I am now, you know, I'm not where I should be, but thank God I'm not where I used to be is kind of what I'm trying to say. And, you know, I think it takes a lot of courage to walk away from people and places and things that aren't for you. And, even if you feel like it's a good thing, but deep down, you know, you tell yourself it's a good thing, but deep down, you know, it's not. And this is not for me. It's only hindering me. And it takes a lot of strength and courage to get out of that place. And we both know that. And we both understand that.
Yeah. I like the part where you said, like, she told you that you wouldn't cry over it again.
Yeah.
Because I feel like a lot of times, I don't know, I'll talk for myself, but I guess if you resonate, a lot of times I feel like we will, as people that have been hurt, we'll try to forgive and forget, but a part of us doesn't want to, because that flesh is kind of like our flesh desire, and like our heart kind of is like, well, like if I let go and I forgive, then like that, I feel like that means that I'm it's okay. Yeah. What happened to me. And it's not
right.
And like, just because you forgive and you let go of something and you move on from something doesn't mean it's okay. But you also don't always have to get revenge or an apology, like moving on and sometimes not saying anything and just understanding what happened and learning from it. For me, sometimes that's best.
Yeah.
Like in life, I'm not always going to get what I deserve.
Right.
And I think that sometimes I didn't deserve half the stuff that I went through in my past couple of years. And I'm not saying that's like what people did to me. It's just like sometimes what I did to myself.
Yeah.
I didn't deserve it.
Yeah.
But does that mean I'm going to right now see the results of like the quote unquote revenge or getting what I deserve? No, I don't know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know that even though that happened, like I can take it and learn from it and grow from it.
100%.
And I can use what happened to me. I can look back and say, okay, well, this is how I handled it the first time.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm going through this again. This is not how I'm going to handle it. I'm going to handle it in a better way.
Mm-hmm.
Like if there's one thing like you can learn from a situation that someone hurt you or like you hurt yourself,
mm-hmm.
like there's, if you didn't do it right the first time, you have another opportunity to do it right.
Yeah.
And it's okay to mess up. It's okay to fail. Mm-hmm. Like that day when we were on the farm, I had a really tough time that night and my dad acted, I was crying. My dad walked in. He was like, who are you talking to? I was like, God. And I was just telling him, I was like, I feel like such a disappointment. I am like, and he's like, I'm not disappointing you. Mom and I aren't disappointing you. And I was like, yeah, that's great. Like, I'm glad you guys aren't. But like, I'm disappointed in myself because I like wasted so much time. I went to school mm-hmm. for something I really didn't even want to go for. I went in the wrong field. I mm-hmm. like did the wrong thing. I wasted so much time. I gave up on myself. Mm-hmm. I fell into things I didn't want to fall into. I just like, I'm in debt because of it. And like the simplest way to put it is he said, like, first of all, there's never wasted time.
Mm-hmm.
You learned from it. You know that now if you don't want to do something, you're not going to do something you don't want to do again.
Right.
Because you can look back on those couple of years that you just walked through and say, I wasn't happy because I knew from the very beginning I didn't even really want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, even if there's never a right or wrong decision, sometimes you just make it. And if it turns out to be the wrong decision, you just change what direction you're going in.
Right.
And I was like, yeah, it's really that simple. And sometimes it can be hard, but it really is that simple sometimes. Just like, you know what? I wasn't happy in this relationship. How do I fix it? Oh, I do the hard thing and break up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to suck for a little bit, but it's worth it.
Right.
Not just for me, but for the other person, because we aren't supposed to be together.
Right.
And that sounds really harsh, but sometimes it says, that's what I had to look at it like. Like,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't want to move home. Well, now what? I can't move back. So what am I going to do? I'm going to take it day by day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to, honestly, what I did was make a checklist, as funny as that is, of little things that I wanted to do to make today, like make that day worth it in my mind. Because at the point when I was home after my breakup and I really didn't know what to do, I like just kind of was just in a spot of like, my life sucks and it's meaningless.
Yeah.
Because now I was single. I didn't feel like I had any worth, even though I was the one that freaking did the breakup. And I was just working this job that I didn't want to work, but I also like don't want to go into the field I have a degree in. So I was like, what do I do? Okay, I would make a checklist of the things I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And if I could check them all off, then today counted. Until I could get to a spot where I was like, you know what? I don't need to make a checklist. As long as I'm waking up every day, talking to the Lord and realizing that I'm taking small steps towards a goal that I want, mm-hmm. it's worth it.
Yeah.
And even if it's just like living my life and not doing anything, that still counts.
Exactly. Exactly. And I liked what you said about, not needing, an apology or closure or, because sometimes you don't get that.
Mm-mm.
And even if you're the one that, maybe you did something wrong.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
And you're stuck in this place where, like, oh, my gosh, I know I really hurt somebody, but I can't do anything about it. And, when you were walking through what you walked through, I wanted you to not do the things that I did.
Mm-hmm.
And we had talked about that. And I think, like you said, it is a learning process. And I was telling you, like, because I wanted revenge. I wanted, I wanted restitution for myself.
Right.
I wanted people to know. And I had no problem being a professional yapper. This happened to me. This person did this.
Mm.
They're going to burn for it.
Yeah.
But, when you were here, I was like, silence is golden. I know that sucks, but and I was just like, I wanted you to not do what I did.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you handled it with grace and a lot better than what I did, and that's mm-hmm. already a testament to like, you know, using what you've gone
right,
through.
Right, because what you've gone through you were able to help me.
Yeah, and I was able to pour in and kind of walk with you, mm-hmm. you know, without allowing myself to fall back right. too, because, you know, that was kind of like another testimony in itself, because when you're walking through, well, going through with something, it's really easy to
slip back into
those bad habits.
Yeah.
But, you know, and one day you'll be able to, like you said.
Well, I feel like I was able to when I had my friend come here to visit.
Yeah.
Because it was like an eye opener for her, but also it was an eye opener for me, and I was able to use what I've learned.
Yeah, it's full circle moments. Yeah.
And not to say that like what I went through is worth it, but it makes it worth it, because mm-hmm. it's like I can help someone do things that like I wish I did.
Yeah.
Or just like give them advice and give them hope. Mm-hmm. And that's some of the things that makes me like enjoy forgiving people and letting go of those nasty feelings, because then like I can talk about something from like a healthy point of view or a healthy perspective. Mm-hmm. And that's where your character shows.
Yeah.
Because like if you're always negative and you're always just sad and negative, like that reflects your character.
100%.
And I'm not saying that it's easy to flip the switch to be like,
no,
this, like,
my God,
I'm okay about what happened to me. But once you can finally start to pick yourself up, you're going to realize like this is so much better than living in this dark hole and isolated
mm-hmm.
from like things that I actually deserve, which is like a fruitful life with healthy people and healthy friendships.
Right. And you mentioned hope mm-hmm. and if you have hope, if you don't have hope, you have nothing.
Yeah.
And I was in, and hope doesn't have to be like
this big thing.
It can be like, I hope I wake up tomorrow.
Yeah.
I hope.
And that's what it was for me.
I have a good dinner tomorrow. Whatever. It could be something. Yeah. But if you don't have hope, you have nothing. And I was somebody that didn't have hope for a long time. Like, I thought, there's nothing else that good that can happen.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing that can, you know, turn this around. And that's another thing that you have to, what is the opposite of hope?
The death? I don't know.
Well, and hope, bear with us.
Just the opposite of hope in general is just something that you don't want to be in, because then you just glass half empty type life. I mean, I was there. It was never fun, because then you just, you're pessimistic, and it's just
okay. Despair. That's great. When you have a life of despair, you know, it kind of just like we talked about. You have to cut that out so you can flourish and you can have hope, because it's like a dark cloud that just follows you around, and the things that you touch, they turn dark, and it
mm-hmm.
and
that's good.
Yeah, and we've both have been there, and you know, when I saw her going through that, I tried my hardest to like, you know, speak life and to be a ray of sunshine and a light. And, you know, so I guess we said all of this to say that, you know, if you don't feel like you're where you're supposed to be, or if you feel like, you know, you've been hurt and you're not healed or moved on and you don't have closure, I guess, you know, what we're saying is sometimes you just have to cut it out and turn your own page, because there's not always going to be some grand thing to come.
Yeah, grand gesture.
And pick you up out of it and, you know, right all the wrongs. And it's a process.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, the most important thing that you can do is look in the mirror and say, what am I doing that's causing harm or bitterness in my life that's keeping me from doing the things that I want to or the things that I'm supposed to? And, you know, fear is another one of those things that you have to take out by the root.
Mm.
And we've talked about this before. And just start saying yes.
Or do it afraid.
Yeah,
I mean,
do it afraid. And we talked about that. It's not easy. And it's like,
we give you props if you're walking through it.
100%. And even though, like, I feel like, I'm in a better spot today. Well, actually, no, I'm not. I was in a better spot yesterday. But then today, I had a horrible day today. And I was hit with grief like you wouldn't believe. And for a moment, you know, I almost texted because I knew we had to film. Mm-hmm. I almost texted and I was like, you know what? I don't want to. But I had to get out of that.
Yeah,
I
had showed to up for yourself.
Yeah, I had to show up not only for myself but for you too. Mm. And it was hard. Like I'm being completely honest. Like it was hard. I had two braids in my hair. I was in bed. I only had on a big t-shirt. My eyes were puffy. I was crying all day. I literally did not get out of bed at all.
Yeah.
And I understand that you're going to have days like that.
Oh yeah.
And we're not trying to paint this beautiful picture that, oh, you know, once you, because it's life.
It hits you at the most random times.
But I had to do something about it.
Yeah.
No one else could do it for me. And so I think that's kind of the message that, you know, if you want to flourish and you want to move on, sometimes you gotta cut those things out.
You gotta do it for yourself. You have to want it. We could 100%. Talk to someone until we're blue in the face.
Yes.
We could preach all the messages we want to preach, read all the Bible verses we want to read and speak life into someone as much as we can. But until you want it for yourself, 100%. It's not going to happen. Like, yeah. I wasn't going to get to this place where I'm today if I didn't finally say, stop playing victim.
Yeah.
Like, nobody cares.
Yeah.
Nobody cares anymore besides mm-hmm. you. You're making a big deal about something that was months ago.
Yeah.
Like, get over it. And I say that with, like, I'm not saying that towards someone. I said that to myself. But sometimes you just need to hear it.
Yeah.
You just got to get over it at some point. Like, you're holding on to it. It hurts you more to hold on to it. I know it's hard to let go because it's a chapter that you've probably been in for a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
But I promise you, it is so worth it because you have no idea how good life can get if you just let it go, especially if you know you have to let it go. I haven't looked at the camera the whole time. Hey. It's so worth it. I promise you. Like, the things that are coming in my life, I would have never experienced ever if it wasn't for the things that I've had to let go of.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, I have grown closer to my parents. I've grown closer to Whitney and my friends. I've made more friends. I love my job. It's the littlest job ever. Mm-hmm. But right now, it's exactly where I need to be to do exactly what God needs me to do. And it just takes understanding that to know that everything is worth it.
Yeah.
Like, it's so worth it.
Yeah.
Like, I promise you, life will get better. Even if you don't see it today, tomorrow is a new day. Mm-hmm. And something that I had to live by for a long time is nothing changes if nothing changes.
Yeah.
Like, you went out of that bad cycle, but you're still doing the same things to keep in the bad cycle. Like, mm-hmm. You're just going to stay there.
Yeah.
You just have to change one thing.
Right.
Change one. Don't get on your phone in the morning and then see how that makes you feel. Or don't go on your phone at night before bed and see how that makes you feel. It could change your whole demeanor of your day.
100%.
Or just, like, cut out an app. Yeah. Or go on a walk. One thing. You don't have to, like, change your life by doing, like, a whole bunch of new habits and trying to maintain them. One thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I started journaling, and then it turned into me wanting to read. And then it turned into me not really wanting to be on social media for other people, but, like, creating content. Mm-hmm. I don't go on social media anymore, really, to, like, watch other people. I go on social media to, like, learn and to create content because that's what I like doing. And it brings me joy.
Yeah.
Like, you just have to want it for yourself.
Yeah.
And you have to let go of the fear of what other people think.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is the thief of joy.
100%.
Especially comparison.
Yeah. And I just want to paint one last picture. Oh, hold on. All these birds are migrating right now and they look beautiful. And I'm distracted. You know, when Sydney talked about letting go, and when you have so many things that you're juggling with, you know, whether it's, you know, a loss or a hurt or a betrayal or just not when you're not doing what you expected and you're juggling all of these things, you have no room to reach on to what could be. So you have to surrender. You have to let go. You have to say, you know what? You know, let's say John Smith broke my heart. God, I am giving my hurt, my care to you. I'm not picking it up. I'm letting it go.
Mm-hmm.
So that way you have room to reach out and grab somebody else that, you know, is for you. So if I'm sitting here stewing over John Smith, you know, I'm going to miss
John Mayer.
No.
Harry Styles.
I'm going to miss Harry Styles.
Yeah.
Who's waiting for me.
Yeah.
You know, or just whatever it may be.
And
if you don't surrender what was, whatever you're going through, you're not going to have the room or the arms to receive what can be and what should be.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, it's important to examine thyself and let go of what you can.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be everything in one day.
Maybe you're not
ready to turn the page on something, and that's fine. But let go of something and just see and see the room that you'll have for something.
Or for yourself. Yes. The room you have for yourself.
Yes, 100%.
I speak with this with such passion, and I feel like sometimes it can come across as like I don't care, like I'm not empathetic. But I'm saying it with such passion because like I just wish that people that are going through something right now could just see, because I literally walk through it.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I am a walking testament of life gets better.
Yes.
Like I really 100%. Am. And like, I wish that you could just like, I wish I could do a flashback of like how I was feeling, and I could give people the pain that I was in, and the helplessness and the emptiness I felt literally just the other night, and just how encouraged I was just understanding that. Like you said, every day doesn't have to be this big, extraordinary day. It just is a day that you make count because you want it to count.
100%.
And I just keep going. I don't, just let go.
Yeah.
Let go. Cut it out. Keep going. Start picking up things that you used to once love. Uh-huh. If it was swimming, biking, hiking, singing, writing, journaling, creating content, whatever it is, drinking water, drinking milk, working out, do it.
Do it.
Forget what people have told you to not do because they're jealous or they're insecure or they can't do it or they don't want you to succeed. Yeah. Forget about them. Your friends will support you. Mm-hmm. Your parents or your family, if they don't love you, the Lord loves you. We love you. Find people that encourage you.
100%.
Because that's how you grow in life.
And don't hold yourself back.
Please don't hold yourself back.
We are our own biggest enemies.
So seriously.
We it might just sound very lighthearted, but we know. Like, I am my own worst enemy.
Yeah.
And you just can't allow yourself to hold yourself back. And I have missed out. I'll just briefly sum it up because of fear and of what has happened. I didn't want it to happen. I've missed out on friendships.
Yeah.
I mean, my circle is so small. It's honestly pathetic right now. But sometimes, you know,
that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Quality over quantity.
But I'm also open to new ones. So if you want to be my friend.
Yeah.
I've missed out on relationships because of fear and myself and what I thought about them. I've missed out on job opportunities, school opportunities,
traveling,
just so many things because I was afraid. I allowed myself to get in my own way, and we just want you to learn from us.
Yeah.
And just, you know what, make today the day that you want it to be. And whether it's just, you know, hey, I'm gonna go to Shale Coffee. And
shout out Shale.
You shout out to Shale. And I'm going to get myself a coffee and I'm going to sit here and I'm going to read, or I'm just going to enjoy the morning sitting out. It could just be something as simple as that. Or it could be like, you know what? Today I'm going to learn the guitar because I can.
Amen.
So
I'm going to pick my ukulele back up.
You should.
I know. I need to get it tuned.
I can tune it for you.
Perfect. I'm starting my ukulele career again
tonight after we end this.
I got to find it.
Okay, maybe not tonight.
just change.
Yeah.
I don't know. Change.
Yeah. Let it go.
Change is good.
Change is good. Don't be afraid of it.
Let it go. Cut it out. It's rotten. It's nasty. And it's not giving you life anymore.
There's a lot of themes in this video. But you know what? I know we're going to strike some chords with some people.
Hey, we love you so much.
Yeah. We hope you're good.
Mm-hmm.
We hope that you're great. We hope that you'll be great, be better, be good.
Make today count.
Yeah, if you're not good tonight, try again tomorrow.
Tomorrow's a new day.
Yes.
Don't worry about the future because tomorrow has its own worries, just like today. Don't worry about the past because you can't change it. And life goes on.
Yeah.
Which is the best feeling.
Yep.
Besides nostalgia. I hate nostalgia.
Yeah. We don't know what tomorrow will bring.
Mm-mm.
But we know whose hands we are in.
The Lord. Hallelujah.
100%.
Yeah.
And he is good. He is for you. And you know what? You can be good for you too. So
have no fear.
Make the most of it. Cut it out.
Knock it off. That's me slapping your head. Knock it off.
Knock it off. Be great. Be good. We love you.
We love you so much.
Bye.
Have the best day ever.